Anya waited as the cloud of black dust, dirt, and wood fragments came to rest on the white snow. Derek still gripped his blade in a fighting stance, but his eyes were on the entrance to the burial mound. Hansen looked extremely pleased with himself, but he too stared at the entryway. Only Wishman didn't focus on the burial mound, but instead on the sky above him. Anya figured she'd seen too many monster movies, because she partly expected that some giant, seething monster, too hideous to describe, would suddenly heave open the earth and shudder itself free. No such thing happened. Anya frowned. Her sword still gleamed in her hands.
Is that it?
Remember what the old man said? He said that our god would be invisible to eyes like yours.
So maybe you have to be insane to see him?
He is here. He will take you and you will die.
I thought you wanted that privilege for yourself.
I would never dream of taking something for myself that already belongs to my master. My goal was merely to keep you here until it was time to turn you over to him.
Wishman's body seemed to rear back and then stiffen as he toppled face first into the snow. Something shimmered over his body, like waves of heat despite the cold.
He lives. Our master lives, Hansen!
He does. See how he feasts on the body of the old Inuit.
Anya looked at Derek and Hansen and shook her head. The shimmering haze seemed to have vanished. Anya spun around, searching for it. Hansen and Derek turned to look at her, and then both men seemed to drift farther away.
What are you doing?
Anya brought her sword up and in front of her in case either of them launched a surprise attack. But Derek had lowered his blade and was busy putting it back into its sheath. A wave of pain passed through Anya's body. She struggled to keep the sword in front of her center line. As she backed up, she suddenly stumbled and went down on her back in the deep snow. The sword landed next to her and sank beneath the top layer of white. Anya's hands scrambled to find it. She looked around, and as she stared at Derek and Hansen, she thought she saw the same shimmering haze only a few feet in front of her. She found the sword and held it out in front of her. Anya stabbed out into the shimmering haze and marveled when it felt as if her blade actually cut into something denser than the frosty air. Anya toppled into the cold, biting snow as an unseen force blew her sideways. She came up with the sword again, wiping the melting snow from her face. Her eyes ran with the water and the sudden moistness. She could see Derek and Hansen smiling from the other side of the clearing.
How did I get so far away from them so quickly? Is there really a dark god here now?
She couldn't see anything, and now she couldn't hear anything either. Anya landed hard again. The sword landed point up some distance away. Anya scrambled to her feet. She turned and looked, and then saw the shimmering haze again.
Either I'm crazy or that thing is actually attacking me.
Anya ran across the snow. She would need something other than the sword if she was going to survive this. But she had no idea what other skills she could call forth. She'd never battled a god before, and the sword didn't come with a user's manual. With the sword in her hands, Anya turned and then closed her eyes. There in the swirling gray mists of her mind's eye, she saw it suddenly. A heaving, hulking beast that lumbered across the plain, leaving huge tracks in its wake. Sweeping paws or hands or claws dangled by its side, and the air around it shimmered as it passed through. Anya kept her eyes closed and brought up her sword. In her mind's eye, the blade glowed a bright silver against the red outline of the creature.
Is this the dark god that Derek and Hansen let out of its prison?
Anya felt her blade connect.
As long as I stay inside myself, I can fight it.
The creature attacked, swinging its arm. Anya ducked and stabbed upward. Anya flew through the air and the gray mist of her mind. She rolled, trying to get to her feet. The red outline of the creature came at her again, and Anya ran to meet it. Another blow crashed into her head. while another slammed into the side of her thigh. And she tasted her own blood for the first time in this fight. Anya whirled and cut a backslash at the creature. Anya ripped the sword free, then stabbed for the monster's heart. The sword sank deep, and Anya used the last bit of her strength to twist the point. Anya stood over the beast, then drove the point of her sword into its skull. Anya kept holding tight to the sword still jutting out of the creature's head as grisly, distorted images swirled and eddied around her. It was as if the rapids were tearing at her and the sword was a branch poking out from the shore of stability and life. Anya would not let go. More and more images came flying at her. The shades and shadows beckoned her, urging her to join them. It would all be so easy if she would just let go. The images yielded, shrinking back into the shadowy depths of her subconscious, seemingly content to wait for another chance to try to lure her again from her path, from her destiny. But for now, Anya still gripped the sword and finally opened her eyes.